Jesus is telling the Pharisees that you do not believe in me, for if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins. He says this twice in this passage. When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am. And they ask him, so they say to him, who are you? Who are you? And the Pharisees didn't really know who God was. They didn't really know what he was like. They knew the things that he did and the laws that he gave, but they didn't know really the essence of who God is, that God is a loving Father, that God is just and he's merciful, those two opposite sides of the coin, and yet God prefers to be merciful. His mercy triumphs over his judgment, and he prefers to show his mercy, prefers to show his love for us, and yet, it's that repentant heart that he looks forward to show his mercy, of course, so we always have to show that we have that repentance. But the important thing is to know who God is, what he is like. And I think we look at the teachings of Saint Therese to really get the essence of what God is like, who he is, what his character is. And Jesus told us, as he described himself, I am meek and humble of heart. These characteristics really show the essence of God, what is really at the depth of his heart, that God is a burning fire of love, that God is love itself, he is mercy himself, he is goodness himself. And these are the qualities that we should think of when we pray to him, when we think of him. He wants us especially to know that he is his infinite love for us, his mercy towards us, because that is what will change our heart. That is what will make us like him. If we know him, we know what he's really like, and we treat him what he is as he really is. Imagine if someone thinks of you as an ogre, or somebody who is exacting, controlling, who is a slave master, who is always looking to see the faults that you commit. Imagine if somebody treats you that way or thinks of you that way, how they will treat you, and how are you going to treat them when they think of you in that way. Saint Therese says that we should never not put any limits on the confidence of God. We cannot have enough confidence in God, she says, and God will treat us according to how we think of him in to a large extent. She says that God will give us as much as we hope for in him. God will give us as much as we hope for in him. If we hope for all this love and mercy and goodness from God, that's what we're going to get. And so that's really what we should think about as we think of God, this love and mercy and infinite mercy to us, and this how this is going to change our character, how this is going to make us love God more and draw closer to him. If we think he's distant from us, or he is more of a slave master, we're going to stay different distance from him. We're going to be afraid of him, and yet he wants us to draw close to him. He wants us to be closer and closer to him, so that we can see how important it is to know his infinite love for us, his mercy for us, his tenderness to us. Look at the divine mercy image. Jesus, I trust in you. He wants us to trust in him. When we trust in somebody, we will draw close to them. We will think of them. We will depend on them, confide in him, talk to him. We will trust in him. We will give everything in our life to him. So who are you? Who are you, Jesus? I am, he says, the name of God. He is God. And yet he's not to be someone to we distance ourselves from him, but a God who we trust in him, who we trust in his mercy, his infinite mercy. Saint Therese taught too, even if we had all the sins of the world, even if I had all the sins of the world, in my knowledge of him, I would still trust in him. I would still trust in his mercy and throw myself into the arms of God and know that he will forgive me, that he will embrace me and accept me back. You know, look at the prodigal son. Look at that parable that Jesus himself taught us. He's the good shepherd who goes out seeking his sheep. That's the kind of God he is. We need to know that and treat him that way. And that will please him, and that will draw us close to him and make us better people as well.